This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Woo! Woo!
Ow!
Love that money.
Sponsored by Grandview Homes. The woman knows money. It's Elise Glink, thinkglink.com. Good morning, Elise. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy Valentine's Day, Stevie.
And to you.
Thanks.
What are you doing today for Valentine's Day? Anything special?
Oh, no. I'm getting ready to go on a trip to Denver to meet with some companies for best moves and make dinner for Sam.
Nothing more romantic than Denver.
Right. Well, actually, it was 80 degrees the other day. So, hello, they're having a strange winter, too.
If you have a cheesy love song that you're not afraid to admit that you like?
Can I get back to you on that?
Yeah, you can, of course.
How about it's just an old-fashioned love song?
That's a great song. I wouldn't say that has any cheese on it.
Well,
I think
depends
that's
what you're eating when you listen to it, I guess.
All right, so we're going to focus on the finances of the Trump thing here for just a second again, because we're talking about this and we're trying to figure out why, aside from what we believe to be the obvious, is the reason that the markets are roaring under President Trump. How big a deal is the elimination of business regulations? Is this the key driver?
Well, I think it's probably what every businessman or woman is hoping for at the CEO level. And I think that's because as a small business owner, it is a little bit tough to comply with all these regulations. The flip side is that this is how we ended up with the financial crisis. Right? Everybody thinks we got into the financial crisis because people who couldn't afford to buy homes, you know, were able to get mortgages, subprime lenders, run amok. And people were doing things like, okay, I'm just going to state what my income is. And everybody said, okay, great, you can buy a $1 million house. And they weren't making enough money. And so you think that that's how we all got into it. And in some ways we did. But what was behind that were a complete absence of regulation that required people to actually prove that they made enough money to buy a house. And the federal government in large stance backed those loans, or Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac did, which are essentially distant arms of the federal government, now under federal conservatorship. And so it all kind of infiltrated not only into our banking systems, but also into banking systems around the world, and it kind of contaminated the entire pot. I think absence of regulation was a big part of that.
Having said that, and certainly we need to have less regulations, as far as I'm concerned anyway, but having said that, you can't take the richest people in the world and put them in a regulation-free zone. That's how we got to 2007.
Yeah, precisely. So, but everybody is excited about the possibility of that happening. And so what you've seen is this tremendous run-up. I couldn't even believe yesterday that the stock market went up another 142 points or something. You know, it's this tremendous run-up of about 9% since Trump's elected on the idea that he's just going to make it super easy to grab every bit of money that you can and run for the hills.
At least, does the same rule hold for when things are going well, don't look at the portfolio? You know, when it's bad, you say, don't look at it, just let it ride it out. It's volatile, it'll even out. Should we do the same, or is it a buying opportunity now?
I can't recommend that anybody buy anything. If you know, you'd have to really look hard and be a great student of value. And by value, I mean, because again, what's going up and driving the stock market isn't all stocks. It's not like one stock is raising all boats. It just has that appearance of it. It's illusionary. So there are sectors that are doing really well. Banking is doing really well because banking regulations are going to go away, or everybody thinks they are. But other kinds of industries like manufacturing, they're under tremendous pressure because you've got automation coming in. They're going to be spending money there. Sales are down in some, you know, business-to-business sales are down in some areas, although they're peaking up a little bit. So if you look at the stock market in terms of sectors rather than as the Dow, which is so, again, it's really not real. I know we talk a lot about how things aren't real anymore, but just looking at the Dow and thinking that it represents all the stocks would be a mistake. So to your question, what should you do? I think you should make sure that you're balanced the way that you want to be balanced for the next 10 years. And by that, I mean what percentage are in stocks, what percentage are in bonds, what percentage is in cash, and what percentage of the stocks and the bonds are actually foreign. It's stocks mostly. But you want to make sure that you've got, you know, 10% foreign investment, and you've got some big companies and some small companies and some medium-sized companies, and that's called a diversified portfolio. And whether that goes, the whole stock market goes up or down, you should perform better than 85 or 90% of all the managed mutual funds out there with index mutual funds well-diversified.
You got a Valentine's surprise for people today?
So it turns out, this was kind of interesting research. It's hard to surprise me when it comes to Valentine's Day. I've been married, what, to almost 28 years. It's very exciting. But we got, I know, right? Hard to be surprised. But I got a really interesting study the other day that showed that Valentine's Day is not the only good thing about February. If you want to buy a house and the home buying season officially kicked off right after the Super Bowl, it turns out February is the best month to buy a house in terms of price. So Adam Data Solutions, which is based in Irvine, said that the traditional home buying seasons of like spring and fall, February and certain days in February, you tend to get like a 15% discount. And it's on average over 16 years when you buy a house.
That is a surprise. And I hope people are paying attention to make a note of it. Because it goes to a lot of things you've brought up in the past few weeks. Thinklink.com. I just invented a new internet extension. Thinklink.com is where you can go for all of this. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter as well, and learn about your money. That's all.
Hey,
just learn about your money.
Steve, before I forget, I got to tell you, I was watching my very favorite Valentine's Day movie, Grumpy Old Men, and all of a sudden you tramped across my screen.
Yeah.
And it was exciting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's one of the greatest acting jobs of all time, and again, not recognized by the Academy.
Not, but should be.
Completely underrated.
You have a surprise for Elise?
Just an old-fashioned love song.
Woo-hoo!
Coming down in three.
Not one, not two. It's Three Dog Night.
Just an old-fashioned love song.
It's a great Elise Link, thinklink.com. Traffic from Mary.